In the first reading today, St. Paul says that he wanted the people to be holy because he presented them to Christ as a chaste virgin. We look at that and say, what's that have to do with anything? It has to do with eternity. It has to do with our dignity, because we are baptized into the church. The church is the bride of Christ. The church is the virgin bride of Christ. And as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians, as well as elsewhere, that we are to be holy and without blemish. And that's exactly what he's trying to get at. None of us will be able to get into heaven until we have achieved spiritual perfection, which means for most of us, it means a fair chunk of time probably in purgatory, because we're far, far, far from being spiritually perfected. You can look within your own self and ask yourself, am I perfect? Not in a perfectionistic way, but in a spiritual way. In other words, are there any vices in my life? For instance, do I get impatient? Or look at what St. Paul said, those who would boast, boast in the Lord. Is there any pride in me? Do I like to make sure people know what I've done or whatever it might be? Is there any selfishness? Is there any lack of charity? Any of these kinds of areas? We've all got them. Unless you have developed your holiness to the point that it has become perfect, at which point all those vices will be gone. If we haven't gotten there yet, then that's what we want to keep working on. Not only because we don't want to be in purgatory for any longer than we have to, but because it's about loving the Lord. Again, think about what St. Paul is saying. He has given us to Christ as a bride, as a chaste virgin. Now, if you think about that whole concept of a marriage, wouldn't it make sense that if a bride is truly in love with her bridegroom, that she wants to love him as much as she possibly can? And it'd be a pretty sad day if a couple came up for their wedding and said, well, yeah, I guess I'll be with you for the rest of my life if I have to. No, they make a vow to love one another. And that love is supposed to grow, and that love is supposed to develop. And the goal, certainly on the day of marriage, should be, I want to love this person with my whole heart and soul and strength for the rest of my life. We want to love with our whole heart and soul and strength for the rest of eternity. Do we really want to look at it and say, well, I guess if I have to go to heaven and be with Jesus, well, oh well, if I have to, I guess. What a horrible disposition that would be. We're members of the bride of Christ. We should be in love with the bridegroom of our soul. We should want to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength for the rest of eternity. That's the point that St. Paul is getting at. And that's the disposition we want to look at. It's not a minimalist kind of thing to be able to say, all that matters is that I'm in the state of grace. On one hand, yes, that is what matters. If you're not in the state of grace, we're lost. If we're in the state of grace when we die, we will be saved. But once again, put that into the marriage thing. Say, I will love you as little as I possibly can. I'm going to do everything that I can, see what I can get away with. Just do the minimum possible to be able to tolerate me for the rest of your life. What a happy marriage that's going to be, isn't it? Why would we want to be in heaven if we don't really want to love Jesus? Because that's what heaven is. It's a marriage banquet. It's our soul being united to Jesus and to every other person who is in heaven. And the desire we should have is to love him as much as we can. That's the point St. Paul is getting at. So it's not about us. That's why he's saying, if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord. It's about him. It's about the Lord. That's what should be our motivating factor. We want to love him. We do everything for him because we're in love with him. That's the motive for marriage. That's the motive for heaven. That's what God is calling us to. That's the dignity that is ours. And now it's a matter of forming ourselves according to that dignity, preparing ourselves. When a woman knows she's going to be getting married, there's a lot of preparation that goes on. Well, it's our marriage. There's a lot of preparation that needs to happen. We need to get our soul as spotless, clean, and unblemished as we can get it, so that we have something truly beautiful to offer to the bridegroom of our soul. In the meantime, that means not only working to get rid of the sin in our lives and overcome the imperfections and the selfishness, but above all, what it means is developing the spiritual life so that we truly grow in love with Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's what St. Paul is presenting us to the Lord for. To be a beautiful bride. To be a bride who is truly in love with her bridegroom.